It's a major cloud that the Ramban uses in many locations in his commentary, but it really originally is just an explicit medrash on Bereishis and Bereishis Rabbah. So let's take a look at the Ramban here in our parsha, in Parshas Lech Lecha. Omer Lecha Klal Tovin Oso B'chol HaParshios HaBos B'nyan Avri Mitzvah B'Yakov. I'm going to tell you a very important principle. Hu Inyan Gadol His Kiruhu Rabbo Seinu B'Derech Kitzarah. Chazal already made a reference to it in the Medrash, where they said, Kol Mash, this is in the Tanchuma, but as I said, it's already also in Bereishis Rabbah. Kol Mash She'iru La'avos Simen L'Banim. Anything that happened to the Avos is a sign for the Banim. V'Lachayim Ya'arichu Aksuvim B'Sipur HaMasos V'Chafiros HaBe'elos V'Sharim Mikrim. And that's why in Sefer Bereishis, we have a long discussion and an elongated tale of everything that happened to the Avos and then digging. Who cares if they dug water pits? I mean, it doesn't tell us they went to the bathroom. It doesn't tell us they made sandwiches for themselves for lunch. Why do we care that they dug pits? So all of these events that the Torah relates for us, all of them, you might think these are unnecessary details of their lives that we don't need to know about. But in truth, they are all there to teach us something about the future. Because whenever something happens to one of the three avos, yizbonen mimenu adavar nigzer lavo lazaro, one can understand through it that which will happen to their children, meaning to Klal Yisrael. Vida, and you should know, ki kol gzeiras irin, any gzeira. Now I wrote here that comes derech hamalachim, but I didn't that is the official translation I think of irin, but it means from above. Any gezeirah that comes from Hashem, that comes from above, so I would cross out gezeirah shabam me'kavosh baruch derech hamalachim, right? Gezeirah shabam me'elyonim. Ka'asher teitze mikoch gezeirah el po'el dimyon. When it goes from the koach of the gezeirah, and it actually is po'el dimyon, it actually occurs, meaning Hashem wants something to happen, and then there's it actually happening. That process of going from the plan into action, then there's a rule. Tia gzeir miskayem esal kol panim. The Ramban here tells us a rule, a very important rule. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a gezeirah, a positive gezeirah on Klal Yisrael, once the gezeirah begins to attack, to take effect, that's it. It will happen. Not necessarily by a bad gezeirah. Why? It's like a teshuva. But when it comes to a good gezeirah that Hashem makes again towards Klal Yisrael, once it starts to occur, so then it can't be undone, and it will happen. V'lochein, and therefore the Ramban says, Yasu anaviyim maisa b'nevuos, we find that the Nevi'im are often doing strange actions. I don't know if you've learned through Nevi'im, so you'll know that many times Hashem commands the Navi to do some type of physical manifestation of the Nevuah. For instance, with Yirmiyahu, that he commanded to Baruch ben Neriah, take a stone and tie it to a scroll, throw it into the Euphrates River. There was a nevuah that Babel will sink, that they will be conquered. So he took a stone with this description of Babel being conquered, and throw it into the ocean and let it sink. Because by doing that, it's as if you're already bringing the Nevuah, the downfall of Babel, even if it's only in a symbolic way, it's already begun. And once it's already begun, then you know for sure it'll happen. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Avram Avinu to Eretz Yisrael and allowed him to be machzik in the land, to conquer the land, or to walk all over the land and to make a chazaka. The asalo dimyonos b'chol asin lehalsos bizarro, and he brought Avram Avinu in some like microcosm kind of way. Avram Avinu went through the land of Eretz Yisrael and made kivyonim in Eretz Yisrael that would foreshadow, and according to the Ramban, not only foreshadow in the prophetic sense, but actually bring it into fruition already. Those things that would occur to Klal Yisrael, v'havein zeh. Show you one other place where the Ramban makes reference to this. This is in Sefer Shmos in his Hakdama. in his Hakdama to Sefer Shmos, he says, okay, Hishlam HaKosav Sefer Bereishis. We've now finished Sefer Bereishis, which is the Sefer of the Yetzirah, B'chiddush HaOlam. The Yetzirah is called Notzar. That's the book of creation of the world, and the creation of mankind. U'bimikrei HaAvos, and also it's all of the events of the Avos, which are also an inyan of Yetzirah. It's also a form of creation. Bazarim, for their children. Vipnei Shekol Mikram, because everything that occurred to the Avos, Tziurei Devarim, Lirmos Lodia, Kol Asa Lavo Lahim. Why is Bereishis, according to the Ramban, called Sefer Yetzirah? It's creation of the world, it's creation of mankind, and it's also a creation of Jewish future. Because everything that the Avos did, in a certain sense, created the future of Klal Yisrael. Because the things that occurred to the Avos, not only foreshadowed, but also brought into fruition that which would happen to the Avos. So I'm going to take a look, we're going to take a look now briefly at three examples of this principle. What we just read was the presentation of the principle. In our Parsha, Parsha's Lech Lecha, there are three places where the Ramban makes reference to this Yisod. So we're going to take a look at those three places quickly. And then at the bottom, I gave you seven more places in Sefer Bereishis where the Ramban uses this principle. So you'll have an opportunity over Shabbos to look those up at your leisure. So let's take a look at the three examples. Example number one, Vayavor Avram Ba'aretz Ad Makom Shechem. Avram goes to Shechem. Why does Avram go to Shechem? So the Ramban quotes, first of all, Makom Shechem, that means the city of Shechem. And Rashi tells us, why did he go to Shechem? Why did Avram start off his travels in Eretz Yisrael, right? Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. He came into Eretz Yisrael, he left Mesopotamia. He came to Eretz Yisrael and he stopped at Shechem. But why did he go to Shechem? So Rashi says, he went until Shechem because he wanted a daven there for the Bnei Yaakov when they were going to come back from the field very sad. Remember the whole story with Dinah? When Dinah's taken by Shechem, Hamor and Shechem. So Bnei Yaakov were very upset. They're very distraught. Their sister, was just raped. And therefore, they're very, very upset. And it was a very stressful time for the family. So Avram went to Shechem in order to daven for them, for that unfortunate, stressful situation that would occur in the future. And the Ramban says that that's true. V'nachonu. But animosif, I'm going to add something else. Ki hichsik Avram b'makam ahu tchila. What was Avram doing? He wasn't just going to Shechem to daven. He was going and making a kinyan on the land of Shechem, on the city of Shechem. He was acquiring it. V'kodim shenasam lo asaretz. Why? Nirmas, this is before Avram is promised Eretz Yisrael. On the next pasuk, or a few pasukim later, not in the next pasuk, a few pasukim later, actually, no, I think it might actually be in the next pasuk. Yeah, in the next pasuk, Avram is told the famous line, Lezarecha, Etenis Eretz Hazos, I'm going to give Eretz Yisrael to your children. But he hadn't been told that yet. I mean, he was told, Lech Lecha Me'atim El Eretz Asher Ha'eka. But he didn't yet get the formal promise, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. But still, he went to Shechem first in order to be Kone Shechem before he was given the land. Nirmaz lo mizeh ki banav yichpishu amokam ahu tchila. In order to be Romez, and not only to prophesy about it, but to bring it into fruition, that Shechem would be the first piece of Eretz Yisrael that Bnei Yisrael would conquer. Because Shimon and Levi, after the Maisa of Dina, what do they do?
They slaughter
at first, Yaakov and everyone, they're nomads. They're going from land, from valley to valley. But when the Maisa happens with Shechem, what does Shimon and Levi do?
They
go and they conquer.
First they convince everyone to get...
Right. And then they slaughter the city and they take up residence in the city. They conquer the city. So the first city conquered, the first act of Kibush Aretz was with Shechem. Shechem was the first city that we conquered. And therefore, Avram went first to Shechem in order to set that process in motion, that would be the first place that we conquered. Kodem yosem zochim ba. V'kodem yosem avon yoshev art sholem laglosam isham. We know that the Torah tells us that when are we going to get into Eretz Yisrael? When are we going to get into Eretz Yisrael? We're going to get into Eretz Yisrael when? When the sin of all of the Zion Amamim is to such a degree that they no longer deserve Eretz Yisrael. The Zion Amim lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem tells us that once their zchuyot in the land of Canaan are done, that's when Hashem's going to kick them out and bring us in. But here, it's early. The city of Shechem And the Zayin Amimim have not, maybe the Sin of Shechem, yes, but the Zayin Amimim have not yet sinned to a degree that they deserve to be kicked out. But the city of Shechem goes against that rule. And that's why, if you look in the Pasuk, it says very strangely, V'akanani oz ba'aretz. The end of the Pasuk, it says, V'akanani oz ba'aretz. Why does it tell us that the Canaanites were still in the land at that time? And the Ramban learns pshat. You know why it says that? In order to hint to you that the Canaanites were still in the Aretz, and they deserved to still be in the Aretz. It was not yet time for Kibush Aretz. And yet, Shechem was able to be conquered, and that was being hinted to here by Avraham Avinu. Now the Ramban continues, V'akasher nasan lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aretz b'mara. In the next pasuk, when he says, L'zarecha atenas Aretz azos, what does Avram do? He leaves Shechem, v'nasa misham v'nata oel bein beit el u'bein ha'ai. Ki hu, ha'ai, is the makam asher kavash Yoshua b'tchilim. Afterwards, Hashem says, okay, you've been to Shechem, I want to let you know, I'm going to give Eretz Yisrael to your children. So what does Avram right away do? The pasuk tells us, he gets up and he goes to Ai. Why does he go to Ha'ai? Because Ha'ai is the first city that they conquered. You're thinking, like, wait a second. Is it Yericho the first city? So the Mefarshim and the Ramban deal with that. First of all, Yericho wasn't conquered through Kibush. It was a miracle. They went around the wall 7 times. The walls fell down. So it was Bederach Nes. It wasn't a regular Kibush. Also, they didn't get to keep it. Excellent. Yericho ends up being destroyed, and there's a curse against anyone who rebuilds it. Excellent. And therefore, Ha'ai is the first real city that they conquered. And that's why Avram Avinu, once he's told, you're going to get this land, what does he do? He immediately goes to Ha'ai, because he wants to immediately start the process. He wants to make the Gezeirah Bichal already. Okay, this is the first example of where we find the Ramban using this principle. He rov ba'aretz. We know that there was a famine in the land, and therefore Avram goes south to Mitzrayim. Hine Avram yar the Mitzrayim ne'arov lagorsham. He went to live there. Lachayos nafsho bimei abitzoros, in order to survive during the time of famine. VaMitzrayim ashku osochinam, and they took advantage of him and they made him suffer, and they took his wife. VaKadosh Baruch Hu nakam nikmasam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took revenge on the Egyptians with great negayim, and he took him out. B'mikne kesef izav. I'm trying to foreshadow to you where he's going with this. B'mikne kesef izav, and they left with great kesef and zav. And gansival of para anoshim l'shacham, and they even sent people out with him in order to escort him out. Says the Ramban, Ramaz alov, this is a direct remez to what? To the Yehudim Mitzrayim, and Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ramaz alov, ki bon of Yehudim Mitzrayim. This was a remez to Avram Avinu, that his children would go one day down to Mitzrayim. Mipnei harov. Remember, that's how the whole story started in the times of Yaakov. There was a rov, and they had to go down. Lagor shamaretz. V'amitzrim yiruosam, and just like the Egyptians were not nice to Avram, they were also not nice to the Achei Yosef when they came. V'yikru mehem nashim, they even took their children. As it says, v'chol abas tichayun. They took all the male Jewish children and threw them into the river. What did they do with the girls? It says they allowed them to live. So Ramban learns, they just let them live. They took them. They threw the men into the water, and they took the Jewish girls. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yinkom nikmasam, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he fought for us, and he took retribution. V'negoyim gedolim, with great plagues. Ad sheyotziyam b'kesef izav, until they sent us out, and we left. V'rechush gadol. Tzon u'bakar mikna kaved ma'od. V'chziku b'am l'shalcha min ha'aretz. Lo nafal davar mikol me'ora ha'av shlo yababanim. And as you see, not one single thing here that happened to Avram with Mitzrayim didn't happen to his children. V'inyan hazeh parshua b'bereshit Rabbah, and this is explicit in the Medrash. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Oshi Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avram, say v'kavash yisaderech lefnei banecha. Go and be kovish land before your children get here. V'ata motze kol ma shekosu b'Avram kosu b'banav. As it says by Avram, by Yirav Baretz, it says by Yisrael, I continue the medrash for you a little bit. Avram, it says, Lagor Sham, and by Yisrael, it says, Lagor Baretz Bani. By Avram, it says, Ki Kovid Arov Baretz Kanan. And by Yisrael, it says, Vayarov Kovid Ma'od. Bechule, bechule. So this is example number 2 in our parsha of Maisa Avos, Simon Labonim. One last example. Vayhi Vimei Amraphel Melech Shinar. Here we have the famous story of the 4 kings versus the 5 kings. And Avram Avinu fights against the 4 kings, and he is successful in the battle against the 4 kings. Who are the kings? There's Melech Shinar. Let me just open up a pasuk here. Anyone have a Tanakh? A Bereishis? Anyone have a Bereishis here?
On my phone.
Okay, we'll see. They're going to make references to it here in the Ramban. We're told that there was Melech Shinar, there was the Melech El Asar, there was the Melech Elaim, and there was the Melech Goyim. Those were the four kings. So says the Ramban, Hamaisa Hazeh Ir La Avram Lahoros Ki Arba Malchios Tamodna Lum Shol Ba'olam. This is to hint. Just like he's fighting against four kings, in the future there are going to be four kingdoms that are going to rule over the world. We know that that's Bavel, Paras and Madai, Persia. Yavon are the Greeks, and then Edom, the Romans. Ubisof yizgabru banav alam v'yiplu kulam biyadam. And in the end of the days, Klal Yisrael will win against all of those four Malchioses. Just like Avram Avinu was successful and won this battle against the four kings, so too Klal Yisrael in history will persevere and outlive all these other four kingdoms. V'yashivu kol shvusam v'rechusham. And one day we'll get back everything that they took from us. V'yarishon, who was the first king here? He even says, it's not just Stam, 4 and 4, but it actually works out. It's an amazing thing. Who's the first king that Avram fights against? It's Melech Bavel. It says, Kikein ha'asa, that's what's going to happen in the future. Right, Daniel sees many prophecies about these four kingdoms. And the first one is the Melech Shinar. Shinar is in the area of Bavel. It's in between the two rivers, Mesopotamia, between the Tigris and Euphrates River. That's where Bavel is, modern-day Iraq. And that's where Shinar is. The next king is Melech Elasar. And he says, Ulai Elasar Shem Ir B'madai Oparas. He says it must be some city in that region. The Elam, that's a city that he knows is, that's a city in Yavon, in the area of Greece. And Melech Goyim, that's a funny name. What do you mean Melech Goyim? He says that's a reference to Rome. Because Rome, the Roman Empire, was an empire that spanned across many, many different nations. Umelech Goyim is the Melech al-Amim Shonim, asher samu aleim l'rosh v'lekatzin, that made the head of Rome, the emperor of Rome, was in charge of all these different areas. So Ramaz the Melech Romi, asher himlech al-ir mikvutas ma'amim rabim. And he quotes from Bereishis Rabba, Amar Rabbi Ovin, kishem shepasach b'arba malchios, just like Sefer Bereishis begins with four malchioses, where Avram had a fight against four kings, kach eno chosim ela b'arba malchios. So too all of Jewish history will end with the war against four nations, against four Machiuses. And also it says there, Vahi bimei ar marfel melech shinar, zu Bavel. Aryoch melech el asar, zu Madai. Kar de la omer melech ilaim, zu Yavon. Visidal melech goyim, that's malchus od Edom. She machteves tirunia, which is to put taxes on all the umos olam. So based on the Medrash, the Ramban learns here, again we see maisa avo simon labanim, that the war against the four kings was a foreshadowing and referencing to the future, when Klal Yisrael would have to fight against four Malchuses. This is the principle of Maaseh Avos Simon LaBanim.